All right, well, very good. Many thanks for joining us tonight. Definitely good news to hear with the treatment there. Glad that everything went fine and in good shape there. So definitely some good news. Like to hear that news. thanks again, Minnie. We'll be back around to you here shortly for the 73 round also. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Rick. Fred, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Yeah, not too much happening here. Yeah, I kind of had the same thought. A little bit of a teaser day for spring, and yeah, I was getting out of my truck today and thought, yeah, those floor mats look a mess, so have to get to that and run it through the car wash again, get some of the salt off of it, so I probably don't do that as much as I should, but anyways, yeah, it's kind of nice to have the little bit of a springtime teaser day, but shouldn't last long. So with that, I'll say back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, it definitely was nice, like you said, to have that little teaser today. I think it's supposed to be warm for the next couple days, possibly some rain coming in Wednesday. We had quite a bit of wind today also, and then cool down for a couple days back into the 20s, but then I think by the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we're back up in the upper 30s from the weather reports that I've seen. So keep our fingers crossed everything goes well. All right, brings us down to the bottom of our list, down to Rick, KC8VOA, and then we'll do another standby. Rick, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody in the net. Yeah, weather looked pretty decent this week. I thought I saw one night dipping down into the 20s for the week, but Friday night's supposed to dip down again, and I thought I heard the possibility of snow Friday night. And then the weekend, Saturday's high, I thought was like 32, 34 degrees, so temperatures are supposed to be dropping for the weekend, last weather forecast I saw. So hopefully it stays warm and sunny, tired of the snow. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control. KC8VOA.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, it's still February, so when it's February in Michigan, you're still looking at least another month or so of winter weather, and I'm sure we're not done with the snow and the freezing temps yet at all by any means. We've probably got at least a good 6 weeks or so before we can start planning on doing some actual fun spring stuff outside. All right, brings us to the bottom of the list. This is KD8MM8 for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. Before I start, at the top of our list again, is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.